Grand Central Station is the largest train station in the country when measured by the actual size of the building. Who is second? The location might surprise you, but it's still a place where trains and over 100,000 passengers arrive and depart annually. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
World Ag Expo is just around the corner. See the latest in agriculture February 11th through the 13th at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. See the top 10 new products, sit in on a seminar, learn about hemp in the new hemp pavilion. See all 2.6 million square feet of exhibit space. Admission is $15 at the gate or buy a ticket at worldagexpo.org. Use code FARMJOURNAL for $3 off your online ticket purchase. For more information, visit worldagexpo.org. The 2020 World Ag Expo, February 11th through the 13th.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
When Kansas City's old train depot in the West Bottoms was destroyed by a flood in 1903, the city began to look for a new place to build its rail hub.
They hired the architect Jarvis Hunt to design a new station, and he submitted plans which were originally rejected because they were too costly at $3 million. A couple years later, he submitted new plans which were accepted at $5.7 million.
Wendy Thompson provides the history of Kansas City's Union Station. She says waiting 2 years cost the city over $2 million, but they did get a grand structure.
When it was built, it was the third largest station in the United States because Grand Central Station and Penn Station, both in New York, were larger. Now we are the second because Penn Station is no longer in existence.
This Union Station was one of the busiest places in the nation in the early 20th century.
The golden years of railroading, there were 87,000 trains that used to come through here every year. That's about one every 6 minutes. There were 18 tracks, which meant that we had about 230 a day, and those are just passenger trains.
Kansas City remains the second largest rail freight hub in the nation. Passengers also depart and arrive here, but the halls are not as packed as they once were.
We still have passenger trains, not 230 a day though, unfortunately. No, Amtrak is back in the station. It has been since 2002, and we are very happy about that. So yes, we still have trains coming and going.
Passenger service peaked here in 1945, with almost 700,000 passengers passing through these grand halls. The building's a masterpiece, the type of place where you can sit and imagine the vast multitudes of trains and people that pass through the city on their way to homes, businesses, and even both world wars. Driving the Countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.